Hello and welcome everybody to our Connect with Your Dragon live call. Super excited about this call today and sharing with you as much as I can about dragons, plus calling in your own dragon. So a big warm welcome to Mariana, James, Bernard, Cheryl, Heather, Amanda, Alex and Miriam, who are all live with us on this call, and anyone listening to this recording, lots to share with you. If you have any questions as we go through, just press star 2, just raises your hand, anything that you'd like to share, anything you'd like to add or anything like that. So I've got loads of notes to go through to tell you about the dragons. So firstly, dragons can be on different dimensional levels. We have fourth dimensional elemental dragons. We also have fifth dimensional golden dragons, but they can actually move in between different dimensions. Now, apparently all dragons originated in Lemuria, and they kept the planet Phryxi very high and very pure. And they all have names. And it's up for us to really give them a name. They very rarely actually tell us their name. I don't know if it's because maybe we can't pronounce it or why that is. And they can be tiny and they can be enormous. I do believe that there can be dragons that look after different planets and all sorts. I don't know 100% with regards to that, but all I know is that they do, that I believe them absolutely 100%. But they're obviously not on our in the 3D like we are. Now, a couple of years ago, I was doing this, I was having a Skype call with a friend of mine, and we was listening to Eye of the Tiger song, and she was getting downloads, I was getting downloads, and I had all these tigers come towards me, and I was hugging them. I was like, my God, this is amazing, I love tigers, I've always wanted to hug one. And then I had a Rottweiler who I have in spirit. I can feel him now just because I've been mentioning him. Monty come running in. He looked like a cat compared to these tigers. And I thought, oh, Monty. And I don't even know why or how it happened, but dragons come through really strongly. So I started doing a bit of research. And I found some stuff on dragons. And the most amazing thing was, is if you don't know the name of the dragon, you call them Monte, which I thought was a bit too much of a coincidence with Monty coming through literally about 20 minutes previous. He's Madonna spirit. So just wanted to share that with you because that's when I first become aware of dragons. The next day I was in a mastermind group. A dear friend of mine, Sue Cook, was there. A couple of others. And I was sharing everything I learned about dragons. And Sue is a seer. And my front room was filled with dragons, and she could actually see them. Some of us have the gift of sight and being able to see. It's not one of my gifts. I'm a feeler and a knower, so I can feel and sense them, but I can't actually see them. Sometimes I get little images, and we can hear them as well. So we've got some obviously cosmic portals always happening and going on with the shifts on the planet. So there was a cosmic portal in Honolulu, which opened and a flood of dragons emerged through that. And they are here ready to assist us with ascension. Plus, there's another cosmic portal of Andorra. And this is a great dragon portal and it is now opened. So the dragon energy is spreading all over Europe as well, all over the world. Very, very exciting. The 5D dragons are golden dragons, and they're here to support and protect our ascension. So any sacred ceremonies or spiritual gatherings, they will circle it so that the energy is maintained within it and in a 5D frequency, which is really cool. I can feel them now. I don't know if anyone else, you can feel the energy of the dragons coming in very close. So I found with unicorns, really, that call last month, that it's all legend and myth, but dragons all look pretty much very similar. And part of the myth and legend is true, that they got, you know, if you've seen like The Hobbit, the guarding over treasure. Well, to the dragons, we are the treasure. we are really precious and special to our dragons because we all have a dragon guide. Like, we all have a guardian angel. We all have a dragon guide, and we are their treasure, which I think is just so beautiful. And we are totally and safe and protected by our dragon. And once we call them in, they will stay with us, same as the unicorns. I feel very, very protected myself, energy-wise, but I feel like I've had my dragon with me for a long time as well. I actually did invoke a dragon to guard over the sanctuary because that is a sacred space within there, and to keep it safe and protected. So they are beautiful, magnificent, magical beings. They're warrior-like. They're very, very powerful. They're very, very loving. And they make fantastic companions for us. They are not pets. Not that I'm sure that any of you would think that they are. But they really are ascended masters. So it's looking at them with that and having that love and respect for them, which I know we all would anyway. So really exciting to have them. I'm going to talk you through connecting with your dragon. But before I do, I'm going to just share a bit more information with them as well. So we also have the fourth dimensional elemental dragons. And they are here to help and protect us. They can move through dimensions and transmute very low frequency. Frequencies like stuck energy. So we have fire dragons. Fire dragons can accompany us when we sleep. We can ask them to burn away literally any negative energy that we have within us. We have water dragons, and they can really help us with artistic or creative work and even just the general flow of life. They are also obviously very connected to water, living water. They can be a bit like a serpent-like. So if we also have air dragons, so if we are ready to move forward, but maybe we're feeling very stuck in a situation, they can literally blow away that energy around that and help bring us in something higher. And we have earth dragons, and these protect ley lines and sacred sites. When we are at any sacred site, we can actually activate the earth dragons to hold the frequency there high and steady. So although we have our own personal guide as a dragon, we can also work with many other dragons as well. We have clans of dragons, and they all have elders. I don't know too much information about all of that, but it's just super exciting to know that they're and calling our own. So have we got any questions or any sharings or anything anyone would like to add to anything that I've shared? Just press star 2 and that will open, that'll just let me know if you've got any sharing or any questions or anything like that. Seems pretty good. Have any of you researched anything into dragons yourself to know anything more about them with anything that I've shared that you can add? Just let us know because we can share that on the call as well. I'm just thinking Camilla is not with us, and I know Camilla was super excited about this call. Which is very connected to dragons. Just another thing as well, we also have incarnated dragons on the planet. It's obviously coming into the human form is more powerful for them to do that. So I've never actually met anyone that is an incarnated dragon. I do believe that we have them. So again, pretty cool. So we can, let's get all into our hearts and connect, project, and we'll just guide you through to meeting your dragon. We're excited about that, I hope. So get yourself somewhere nice and comfortable and just take some nice deep breaths in and out, relaxing on the exhale, breathing in and out of your heart. And I just want you now to connect with Mother Earth. So think of Mother Earth, think of a place in nature. You could be gazing at a beautiful flower, the trees. Imagine being outside in nature on the grass, by water, in the mountains, anywhere, a place that's special to you that you love. Connecting with the beauty and the magnificence of everything around us. And feel that love in you start to grow. The love that you have for the beauty that nature is, the trees, the flowers, the meadows, the forests, the streams, the waterfalls, the mountains. Just allow yourself to feel that love as you breathe in deeply and slowly. Love for a beautiful planet. And on the exhale, just send that energy and that love that you have down your body, out through your feet, and send that straight to the center of Mother Earth. Straight down to the very heart of Mother Earth. Connecting with her now. So as you continue to breathe slowly and deeply, allow Mother Earth to send her love and gratitude back to you. Feel that love flooding into your body, your feet, your legs, filling your entire body, breathing in that love, that connection with Mother Earth. Allowing it to fill every cell of your body, your DNA, every fiber. This grounding energy, this pure love and appreciation for Mother Earth. Awesome. Okay, so while enjoying that, just turn our attention now and think of the love that you have for our beautiful sun in the sky. You feel the warmth on your face. The stars in the night sky, the vastness of it, the magnificence of the universe that we live in. Feel your love grow and your appreciation. All our helpers upstairs, those that we love in spirit, the angels, the ascended masters, the unicorns, the dragons, God, everything, a divine father is everything. Feel that love grow within you. That love and appreciation. And on your next exhale, send that love at the top of your head and send that straight to source energy now. Okay, now as you breathe in deeply and slowly, breathe that love and appreciation back in. Allow it to flood into your body, this pure divine love and appreciation your Divine Father has for you. Flowing in your body and over your body, just cleansing away any heavy energy that you may have. Flooding your body, your fiber and cell, your DNA, this love from Mother Earth and love from the Divine Father. And breathing in and out of your heart space, bring your attention to your heart. And breathe in that love, knowing that you are so loved and protected and so safe. I want you to imagine that you're filled with pure white light surrounding you. That's how you feel your aura. So in this beautiful white light surrounding all of you. And you can imagine yourself somewhere beautiful in nature. It could be on a beach, it could be in a forest clearing. And to imagine a mist in front of you. And I just want you to imagine that you're walking towards that mist now. And as you walk into that and you start to come through it and things start to become clearer on the other side, I want you to now call in your guardian dragon. I now call forth my guardian dragon and ask you to come to me now. You may see, sense, feel, imagine or hear the dragon. Feel the love that your dragon has for you and that you have it. Your dragon would like to impart some wisdom with you. So I'm just going to give you a moment just to talk and connect. You can talk out loud in your mind, whatever you prefer. If you can't see your dragon, know that they are there. You may feel or sense them instead, or you may hear them. Ask them to be your companion on this journey. Ask them to help you, to protect you. And give them thanks that they are joining you in this journey and helping you in this our ascension journey that we are all on. You may notice colours. You may see your dragon clearly, or it may just be the light that you see or sense. Whatever is right for you, we are all different and there is no right or wrong with this. You can ask your dragon his name, or you may name your dragon. I just want to give my dragon a big, massive hug. Connect our heart centers. So if you'd like to do the same, imagine that now. Feel your hearts connecting. And know that your dragon will always help you, protect you for the highest good. They are absolutely not interested in anything that's not for the highest good. But they will support you and be with you. I'm just going to give you a few moments so that you can communicate with your dragon or just enjoy being in their presence. Okay, thank you, dragon. Hug them. And just know that they will stay with you now, be there whenever you need them. And I just want you to come back through that mist. Come back into your body. And just become that present. So wiggle your fingers and toes. Just come back. Present, knowing that your dragon is still with you, and I would love to hear how you all got on with that. Ah, oh, Camilla, you are here, you're listening online. Good, I'm so pleased you're here. And let me know, let's have some sharing, let me know how you found that. So, who would like to share? Press star 2, James. Hello.
Yeah, it was quite emotional for me.
Was it?
Got to be honest with you, yeah. When I called the dragon forward, you know, and came forward and I could see sort of a dark outline and just felt just so emotionally connected.
Yeah.
Really, really deeply. So I was just wiping away a few tears, actually, of emotion, but nice emotion.
I think it's just that love. It's a companion, because we can often feel a bit lonely.
Yeah, it's so powerful, though.
It's incredibly powerful, incredibly powerful. And the heart connection, I was connecting with mine last night, and I could feel these other dragons, and it was just like, we just hugged, and I was just hugging with a heart hug.
I could just smile on my face. It was like a mixture of overwhelmed and emotion. It's just, that's incredible.
So, beautiful.
Thanks for that. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. I'm so pleased that you've connected and that you could see them, and we can name them. I did read that it is best to keep our names to ourselves.
Okay.
With our dragons. Just because it's a private thing. It's a very special, sacred bond with them. You're okay here, because obviously we're in a sanctuary. It's a very sacred place anyway. But yeah, just because it is personal in a way, isn't it? It's like, you know, I feel like we have so much support, and having our dragons that are so powerful, we're going to be talking about a bit more about how we can, you know, they can assist us. And yeah, it's really powerful. So thank you, James, and bless your heart.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for sharing. Cheryl. Hello.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, I just feel like, oh, wow, I can't believe what I've seen, because my dragon is very active. And first I saw his face, and then he was flying around. I saw his body next. And then he come and turned, and it looked like he was blowing some fire out. Like there's blobs of different colour. And then when you said about see the colours, his mouth become pink. Then he's been flying in and out. And it was hard to give him a hug because he's just moving.
Very... He sounds like a very excited dragon to have met you, Cheryl.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Awesome. How wonderful. It's really, it feels such a special experience meeting them.
It is. Because I haven't
so
really, apart from seeing dragons in the Harry Potter and how they help there, and that's the only thing I could connect with. Plus, I've got a dragon in my fairy glen that looks after the place. So I never had any expectation that I would actually see or feel my dragon. So it just feels awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, you're most welcome. And with the fire, breathing fire, it can be different colours that they can breathe out. So you can have roughly red fire dragons, but they can be any colour of the rainbow. They can be white. My friend Sue, when we was talking about dragons, so several years back now, my dragon was sitting in my fireplace and was white, but I also know that he can change size and colour. So they can change size and colour as well, and it's what they choose to show to us. But that's amazing. Yeah. I'm so pleased that you've met yours. And it is difficult to have some kind of reference. I mean, I do love How to Train Your Dragon film, and I love anything with magic, and I love anything with dragons, but they're often depicted as bad, apart from Aragorn. I don't know if you've ever seen that. Shazira, the egg that hatches, and it's... but they've always been hunted, and that is why they're actually not in 3D, because they would be hunted. So they're much safer in the other dimensions.
Yes. Wonderful, thank you.
You're most welcome, Cheryl. Camilla, I'm really interested to know how you've got on. Please do share, because I know you were super excited about this call. So you can just type in. And Miriam online, I'd love to know how you found it. Anyone else on the call, just press star 2. Bernard, hello.
Hello. So it was quite exciting for me, I said. When I walked through that fog, I found myself in a deep forest kind of area with lots of fir trees and so on. And I called in my dragon, and actually I only saw the head of the dragon because it was apparently so massive. that wow. I didn't see anything else. The head alone seemed so big as the biggest fir tree. So it was really, really big. And yeah, at first he was just sitting there watching me, kind of wondering what's to come now. And I think I was doing the same because I wasn't sure what to do. And we were communicating in the thoughts, and asked his name. And I'm not sure if I've given him the name or if he told me the name, because at the moment I asked him the name, I kind of thought of a name, so I wasn't sure if the thought came from him or from me. So
I would trust that.
Really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I would trust that, and that's what you can call him. I call mine Monte, because that's if you may not get a name, and they do like us to name them. But if you don't, you just call it Monte. And because of my Rottweiler, I keep mine as Monte. But awesome, Bernard. How exciting. And to know, he sounds huge, very big and powerful and strong. And it's just having that communication. It is a bit like telepathy. If you've ever seen the film Aragorn, have you ever seen that film?
No, I don't
Aragorn. Aragorn. I will post that on the link with the call in the sanctuary. I'll have to write that down, though, because I'm blinking for the otherwise post. I can't actually even remember how to spell it. But it's a film about an egg that hatches, and they choose their riders. She's called Sophia of the Dragon. But but he talks obviously her telepathy in his mind. And you can hear my thoughts. And it's funny, when I had my dragon talk to me last night, it sounded like Sean Connery. It was like an old guy. Older guy's voice. It sounded a bit like Sean Connery. It made me chuckle. But awesome. Well, we're going to be going having a more conversation with our dragon soon, because we're going to ask them to do some activations in us, which is super exciting. So well done. I'm so pleased. Anybody else would like to share? Mariana, Heather, Amanda, Alex, anything that you'd like to share? Just press star 2 so I can unmute you. Miriam has said, The image I saw of my dragon was that of a very maternal being. I lie down next to her and she placed her arm over me protectively. Message I got was be patient. Wow. Because they can be male or female and there's no hierarchy. They're just as powerful as well. That's beautiful, Miriam. How very exciting. Camilla, on calling my loving dragon guide, whilst in the mist, I saw my dragon. It was a golden dragon, and it was a she, towering above myself, very majestic, and definitely feel a strong connection there, like I am one of them. And I'm getting a very strong yes, Camilla. The golden dragon, so the fifth dimensional dragons, you may well have been here incarnated to assist with this, with the ascension. That could well be why you're here. Just check if that resonates with you. I would love to know, Alex, see what you're getting with that, what I've just said with Camilla. So Mariana's raised her hand. Just unmute you, Mariana. How did you find that angel?
It was very interesting. I felt the energy and I saw colors. It was red, orange like, and it turned pink, and I think it's male energy. He was very calm, and I felt very strongly that he said, we know each other, so I don't need to introduce myself. And I felt to greet him, welcome back. So this was what I experienced, and it was very, very powerful, and I enjoyed it very much.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing, Mariana. It is such a sacred experience, I think, and I'm sure we'll all agree, to connect with these majestic beings. Wow. We're so blessed. And say we're all on our ascension path with what we're doing with ourselves and the planet humanity, and they are here to assist us and have them by our side. I feel really protected and really strong. No, that's probably the right word, but it feels very, gives such strength. And I, ever since the sanctuary, I felt it was several years back, I felt there was a bit of an attack on it energetically wise, and I called the dragons in then, and I can, if the sanctuary feels incredibly safe and protected because of that as well. So awesome. Okay, so Heather, hello.
Yes, hello.
Thank you, Mariana. Hi, Heather.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How did you find that?
I'm getting some confusion. I know when we did it, I saw a red dragon. That's fine and all. The same thing happened in 2013 when I was trying to find if I had a dragon or not. And I kept hearing the name Selyse in my head over and over. I don't know if that's my dragon's name or if that was my name when I was bonded to the dragon.
What was the name, sorry?
Selyse, S-E-L-E-S-E.
Uh-huh. Did you get that again today?
Yes.
Okay. It feels like it's the name of your dragon. Does that feel right for you?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, trust
and
that.
Did I have a name? Sorry?
Trust what you're getting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I have a name, or is that unimportant?
I don't feel that's your name. I feel it's your dragon's name.
All right, I got you. But did I have a name when I was bonded to the dragon, or is that?
You would have had many names, because obviously we've had many, many incarnations, but we can have a guardian dragon, I presume, forever. I'm not 100% sure how long we have a guardian dragons for, but I know they've been with us for a long, long time.
Okay.
I feel that's more of that's your dragon's name, and it's just having that connection, but there feels like there's a little bit of a energy, like, not quite there with you. I don't know if it's like a... not a resistance, it's something a little bit heavy. Can we just lift that for you?
Yes.
A bit of doubt around it. That's what I'm feeling. Yeah?
Yes.
Is that yeah? Okay, I feel like I've got your dragon here as well. He's going to be supporting you with this. So just take a nice deep breath in. And whatever this heaviness is, whatever this doubt is around your dragon, the names and the connection, let's just clear that. Nice deep breath in. Okay, it feels clear now for you. So you've heard your dragon's name. So you've been told it.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yes, yes.
And did you see your dragon? Or feel them?
I feel them more than see.
Yes, yeah. I'm a feeler. I don't really see. I'm a feeler. So that's cool. That's cool. And you felt that connection. That felt good for you.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Awesome. You're most welcome. Thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. Amanda, put your hand up. Hello, Amanda.
Hello.
Hello.
It's really powerful.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. You're so interesting and so strong, and by the end of it I also felt like I have five smaller dragons standing in a half circle behind me.
Wow.
And like they're always there, and I've never felt them before, or maybe I've felt them but I didn't have time to connect with them or ask them anything either, but it was, they were kind of part of it. But,
awesome.
Yeah.
How exciting. That's amazing. That initial connection. You can listen to the call again or just get into your heart space and call them in. Imagine walking through that mist and go talk to them and spend time there and just be in that energy and see what they want to share with you. There's any wisdom on the part. But, yeah, you do feel like you have a lot around you, Amanda. So you're very strong links with the dragons. But Camilla, who's online, missing online. So there's lots of things. Camilla's actually just put a comment, actually. Hi, Sarah. When asking myself the question, I'm here to assist with the ascension on the planet, I felt and saw in my mind's eye, definitely yes. Absolutely. This could well be the same for you, Amanda.
And dragons are completely new to me. I've never felt particularly drawn to them. I mean, a bit, but not. I've never ventured into it. I've never talked to them before or anything. So this is new and probably old.
Yes. When you think about dragons, is there any heaviness that you're feeling in your body? Because it could potentially be some kind of block, something to do with the past, because we can be killed. And obviously dragons were hunted. So is there a bit of an energy that you're feeling in your body? Yeah, okay. Where are you feeling?
I'm feeling all of this, what you say, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so I want you to mentally call in your dragon. And you've already got them there anyway with you. And let's just lift this off. So just take some nice deep breaths in, and whatever this heaviness is, whatever's happened in any past lives that's stopping this full connection with your dragons, let's just lift that off for you. So nice deep breaths in and out. Let's deep breath in. How does that feel? Has that changed for you?
Yeah.
Feels different,
woozy.
You are, sorry?
Yes. I'm all woozy and a bit wobbly. So, yes, something definitely lifted off.
Yeah, excellent. Well, you've got your dragon's head spot. You're same as a unicorn. So they will assist you. It's really about developing a relationship with them, spending time with them. But remember that they're like an ascended master with you. So, and what if there's anything that you can do to help them back as well? Because it's helping their ascension, I believe, their spiritual growth, by helping us, the same as the angels. By helping us, they're helping themselves as well. Same what we do. When you help others, you give the gift to yourself. So it's definitely for all of our growth, but it's such an exciting time to have these and have these available to help and support us. Awesome. Thank you. Okay. Alex, how did you get on?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah? You see your dragon?
Yeah, I have more than one. I've known that for a long time.
Yeah.
I have my guardian dragon that's been with me since the beginning, and then I have varying ones that have come in over time, but a rainbow dragon that's with me at present.
Yeah. Do you know what? Funny enough, I was seeing rainbow dragon last night. Awesome. How exciting. Okie dokie. So what I would like to do now, if you're all happy for me to, is just talk you through and ask our dragons. We'll call in fire dragons, water dragons, and air dragons to help clear and shift anything within us that may be potentially blocking us at the moment, if they're all open to that. So I'm going to use, we can write dragons a letter, the earth, air, and water dragons letters. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to read it out to you. So it's a bit like an activation for us all, okay? So nice deep breath, breathe it into your heart, feel that connection with Mother Earth and Divine Father, and see that mist and imagine yourself walking through, being there with your dragon, feeling safe, feeling protected, feeling loved. And what we'd like to do is, your dragon may already be a fire dragon, but if not, I'd like to call forth a fire dragon. So you may see another dragon approach you now that you're totally safe and loved and supported. And we now call upon you now, fire dragons, to assist us with our ascension journey on the planet. At this moment in time and from now on, we greatly are appreciative of your loving service. We ask that you keep the energy around us clear and fifth dimensional at all times, not just in our waking hours, but also on inner planes. We ask that you accompany us where we go, and if we are busy or distracted, alert me to intrusions and drops in my frequency. This is, I know, a lot of work, and we humbly thank you for your assistance. We ask you to protect our home and our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual energies of our family. As we progress on our spiritual path, so will you, and together we will bring in the light as Earth and humanity rise to another level. Our relationship will be two-way. Anything that you require of me in return, please ask, and know that my home is your home also, with our unconditional love and gratitude. Thank you. Okay, we're going to connect with Earth dragons. Once again, your dragon could potentially be an Earth dragon, or you may feel sense another dragon approach you. Dear beloved Earth dragons, we offer our thanks for keeping the Earth under our homes clear and safe. We'd like our living accommodation to be fifth dimensional portal of radiant light, and we ask that you hold this basis for this to be so. Please work with the fire dragons to burn up any lower energies that are under my home. I ask you to keep the ley lines between the sacred sites in my country and the world pure and clean. Thank you for this service with our love and gratitude. So we have air dragons too. So beloved air dragons, please work with us to keep our aura sparkling and clear at all times. We ask you to keep a spiral of energy moving through our homes, constantly replacing what is there with fresh, higher energy. Move through every room of our houses daily, sweeping away effort, cobwebs and dust. We'd also ask you to extend this service to the world. Thank you so much with our love and gratitude. And last but certainly not least, to the water dragons. Beloved water dragons, we ask you move through the waters of the world, clearing and cleansing and purifying them so that love can travel freely everywhere. We ask you to bless and purify every drop of water that enters our homes, including in the atmosphere. Please bless and purify the water in the cells of our body and ensure all the water surrounding us and within me resonates at the fifth dimensional frequency. Thank you so much for your service with so much love and gratitude. Thank you. Okay, so what now you have dragons with you. What I'd like you to do with your own personal dragon, or if it's a fire dragon, is to ask them to work through your chakras for you, clearing away any old, outdated beliefs, any energy there that is deep from the past, anything that is blocking us on any level. So what your dragons will do is they will breathe on you. So if you'd just like to imagine now that they're starting with your root chakra, and just it's just a breath, so they're not actually physically burning us. And just to breathe onto our root chakras and clearing away any blocks there, any false programming, any false beliefs. And now see or sense them breathing on your sacral chakra. Once again, burning away any false programming, any false beliefs, any blocks that we may have there. Moving up to your solar plexus. Just see, sense or imagine a dragon breathing there. Once again, clearing out any blocks that we may have there. Now onto our hearts, any blocks that we may have to loving ourselves fully. onto our throat, clearing away any blocks or false programs, blocks that we have to speak in our truth, and onto our third eye. Burn away any false programming or false beliefs, and any blocks to seeing truth, the way that we may see the world, society, or ourselves. This is particularly powerful with our third eye. Ask your dragon now. Just breathe and clear any blocks that you may have then now. It's very activated, I can feel that. Thank you. Thank you, dragons, for that love and gratitude that you have for them and the love that they have for you. You may well imagine yourself, I'm feeling myself filled with golden energy now, which is Christ consciousness, but which is a bit symbolic of being our dragon's treasure. So I'd like to say thank you to my dragon, the dragon guides, and for all the dragons that are on the planet right now. And as we're in our hearts, feeling the love that we have for our dragons, let's extend that love to all dragons that are working for humanity. So nice deep breath in, feeling that love, and on the exhale, imagine with that love is flowing all over the world to every single dragon. Our love and gratitude touching their heart spaces, knowing how much they are loved and appreciated for the work that they're doing here on the planet right now for our ascension. Whoa. Okay. So when you're ready, know that you can come back here any time and connect with your dragons, and that they're always with you, and that you can communicate with them telepathically or in your mind. I just want you to bring your attention now back into your body, where you may be sitting, wiggling your fingers and toes, bringing all of that love and gratitude and wisdom and anything that you got from that back with you now into this physical body. Feeling your fingers, toes, coming back now, back with me. Ooh. Wow. I really felt all the dragons and planet, the heart centers, when you just sent that love out. How did you all find that? You might be feeling a little bit spaced out or just in awe or in love. I would love to know, please share. Camilla, I'd love to know how you're getting on. As I know dragons, you're asking about dragons a while back now. So I'd just love to know, Miriam, love to know any sharings. And anyone, just press star 2 so I can open up the lines. And I just want to just see how you all got on with that. I'd love for you to share. James, hello.
Hello, yeah, I've actually got to go. That's why I was just going to say goodbye.
All right.
Thank you very much, Sarah. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And bye to both of you guys. Okay, speak soon.
Yeah, lots of love, James. Take care.
Love you all. Bye.
Okay. That's James. Heather, hello.
Hey again.
Hello. How did you get on that time?
I feel pretty good. I'm glad the confusion was kind of cleared up, and I know my dragon's name for sure. I just don't know if this is a dragon with many lifetimes or just, like, can the one dragon be for many different lives, or is it one dragon per life, or how does that work?
I think it can be both, to be fair. Ask your dragon.
Okay.
Yeah, I can ask your dragon, but I would say the guides, they're with us for many, 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 many. But I would say they can be for both as well. some dragons are young, some dragons are ancient. So, like they can...
They have an ancient dragon.
Yeah, they can be in different dimensions. They're really, really powerful. And they can shapeshift and change color and change size. They can change their energy for what's needed. So, I wouldn't sort of worry too much. If you have any questions, you could always ask your dragon. Just trust what you get, or and not sort of worry too much about it in a way. It's just, enjoy this connection that you have with them. You could journal, allow them to come through you, and ask them, because I feel it will be different for everyone.
Okay.
Something that's really cool that I want to share with you before I forget is dragons, because they're just so powerful, awesome, and amazing. They can go into deep, dense, dark energy. So while we're all here, and I've just remembered it, I want you just to close your eyes, get back into your heart, nice deep breath. They're connected. Call your dragon. See, sense, feel your dragon beside you. You need to walk through that mist. Do that. Or just feel your dragons beside you. I feel that we're all connected to all dragons right now. I'm not sure if you're feeling that as well. I can certainly feel that. With the dragons, because they can go into deep energy, we can ask them to go into war zones. So let's do that now as a collective. We have our dragons with us. And all dragons, we ask them to go deep into any places in the world that have heavy energy and are war zones. Ask the dragons to go deep down into that deep, dense energy now. And burn up that deep, negative energy underneath all of it. We can call in the angels and ask them to surround all war zones in the world right now with their loving angelic light. And while we're here, I can feel them. Unicorns! Let's ask the unicorns to pour their love down. Down into the center of that. So with the war zones and the places with real heavy energy on the planet right now, there's dragons. I can see and feel them in a way. Working underneath, clearing that dense energy underneath. Thank you so much for all of you. Thank you. I was fine. I'm doing namaste. really powerful. Anything like that, your dragons can go into deep, dense energy. So that's really cool. Heather, anything else to add? Any more sharing?
I think I'm good now.
Good. Let us know how you get on. I'd love to know how your relationship progresses with your dragon, for all of you, in fact. It'd be good to just to check in so we can all do that. So Camilla said, feel a total love after the sending of love and appreciation to all the dragons here on the planet helping right now, and feel a total connection now for my dragon kid. Yay! Oh, I'll have to do a little clap there for you, Camilla. Me too. It's like, oh, so much love and appreciation for the dragons on the planet, and they can feel it. You can probably all feel that as well. You can feel that. Whew. Beautiful. I'm so glad you're listening live on the call, Camilla, because I know this is a really special call for you. How about everyone else? Mariana, Bernard, Cheryl, Amanda, Alex. Press star 2, let me know, and I can unmute you. I'd love to know how you found that last part and any final sharing before we wrap up this magical call. Just press star 2. And let me know how you found that last activation and any sharings or anything you want to share. Cheryl, hello.
Hi there. What you were saying as we were going through the different dragons, I was just seeing different things. But a couple of things that I saw, which I'm always pleased to see anything, but it was everything cleared. But then all I could just see was little stars, and they were all going around in a swirl. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yes,
I can hear you.
The funny buzz. Okay. And then again, the last one we did, I just had a big heart shape shown. And I just feel as though I've got lots of, well, maybe 5 or 6 dragons in my bedroom.
Sorry, what was that, sorry?
I said, I just feel as though I've got 5 or 6 dragons in my bedroom.
I'm getting a yes for you, yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Yes.
Wow, really? it's amazing. I said, when we had it, we literally, my friend Sue said, there's about 200 dragons in your front room. And I'm like, wow. So it's really cool. I'd love to be able to see clearer. I'm not really a seer. I do get little images, but I'm more of a feeler. I can really feel. It's just magnificent to know that we have got these awesome beings with us. Magical. They're so powerful. I feel I could take on the world a little bit. I don't know if you all feel like that as well. Well, you just get this power from within.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. We really, honestly, I cannot tell you all how much I love and appreciate all of you for showing up, being on this call, being part of the sanctuary, for doing this work, because it is having massive ripples over the planet. And I feel like just connecting with, like, all the dragons and just sending them their love. It's because we really appreciate them, what they're doing. And it's the same as we appreciate in ourselves and what we're doing here as well. So much good work is being done on the planet, even though it don't look like it, with what's been happening. So much. It's awesome. But that's amazing, Cheryl. How exciting. So let me know how you get on with them. Spend time with the dragons. I'll put the call in, obviously the call will be uploaded into the sanctuary, and when I get chance, I will separate the call so you have the activations where you can just reconnect with your dragon again. When we've done the activation for the going for our chakras, that can be your dragon. They can change colour, I forgot to mention that. They could change colour and because they will bring in the right energy or whatever that you need as well. So awesome.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Cheryl, for sharing. Ooh, exciting stuff. Okay. Bernard, hello.
Yes, hello. I just wanted to talk about the 4 different dragons when you were calling the fire dragons and water dragons and so on. I could kind of see them. They all looked a bit different to me. Like the fire dragon, he looked like more like a fire serpent and moving like fire. And the air dragon, of course, was flying around. So that was kind of nice to see. When we came to the part about the war zones, I found myself standing with my guardian dragon, with my green dragon, the big one, kind of like in front of a maelstrom or abyss. When I asked him to burn the dense energies below it, I got it doesn't work like that, or that's not why I am here. So not that, like, he didn't want to or that he didn't appreciate that I wanted to try, but I kind of got back that that's not why I'm here. So I just
wanted to give you some
kind of feedback.
Yeah, that's perfectly okay. Not all of them are. They all have different roles and different gifts, same as we do.
Yeah.
So that's perfectly okay. He's here for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Bernard, for sharing that. It's just trusting what you'll get. You're totally right with that. We're not here to do everything. And it's that you're going to get these here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but how wonderful to have that connection. Let me know how you get on with that.
Yeah, I will do.
Yeah. And if there's anything that you need any help from your dragon, ask. But it's having that two-way thing with the your dragon as well, and that love and appreciation. See if there's anything we can actually do for them. So awesome. Brilliant. Thank you so much for sharing. And thank you all so much for being on the call. Wow. It's it's just amazing. When I was sort of working last night, I was thinking about dragons. I could feel them coming in. I could see a bit like how the unicorns were before, and I can still feel I've got a lot of the dragons around me now, and it just feels so much stronger in my energy. It's really hard to explain it, but we're in such a powerful time now, and it's like using all of our spiritual help that we can get. Anybody else have anything that they would like to share before we wind up the call? Just press star 2. Any sharings, any questions, any suggestions for next call? The next call that we'll be doing next month, because I don't know what we're going to do yet. See what comes through. But if you have anything that you'd like, let me know. Heather, hello.
Hi. This might sound kind of weird, but like after I got off the, after I was done with my question, I found this leaf and its color looks just like my dragon. It's so weird.
Oh, there we go. That sounds like a little sign for you. Keep it. If you have an altar, yeah. Like a special altar place. I mean, I have a dragon on my altar, my stairway as it goes up the stairs, and I put special things there and keep that. It feels like it's really significant for you. It's like a connection thing with your dragon. Like the unicorns can leave us signs, the dragons will. I don't know what signs they will leave, but that sounds like one to me, Heather.
Okay, thanks.
So definitely hang on to that and keep that. It's like their little way of saying, yes, we are really here. It's really true. So awesome. Okay, well, if we have no more questions or sharings, if you do, just press star 2 while I'm talking. Thank you all so, so much. Thank you, Miriam and Camilla, for typing in on the Q&A, for listening online. I'm so pleased that you've been able to join us. And thank you, a big thank you to you all. It's so lovely to have you on here and have you share so much as well. Like I say, if you have any suggestions of future calls that you would like to do, and essentially let me know. I've got some in mind myself anyway. I will have to be sorting out the dates for next month because I'm actually away on the beginning. I go away next Tuesday. So I will probably get the dates for the month out to you a little bit earlier. And I will be getting the energy library will be changing very soon as well. I love it. I suppose I'm a bit biased, but it's just a simple little change that I've done, but it just makes it so much more effective to you. So I really hope that you will love it too. And I'd love your feedback. Anything I can do to help and create for any of you, please let me know. I feel like I'm growing and changing so much, as we all are, and it's obviously reflecting in sight. So anything that can be done that's going to help you in any way and help others, let me know, and we'll see what we can do and get that created and done. But for now, give yourself a big hug. Oh, and let's imagine that we're all of our hearts have come up and feel it. We're all coming together and it's having like this massive group hug. So much love and appreciation for you all and for all the dragons that are with you and supporting you and everyone. But, wow, overwhelmed. So thank you all so much. So much love to all of you. I'm just going to unmute you all so you can all say goodbye to everyone. So you're all now unmuted. So lots of love to you all, and I look forward to connecting with you all on the next live call. So take care. Lots of love. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.